Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON. I'm the only, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, I'm the only gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruits can I alone eat? Purport. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu produced so many fruits of devotional service that they must be distributed all over the world. Otherwise, how could he alone relish and taste each and every fruit? The original reason that Lord Sri Krishna descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to understand Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna and to taste that love. The fruits of the tree of devotional service are innumerable, and therefore he wanted to distribute them unrestrictedly to everyone. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore writes, Anarpita charim chirat karunaya vatirna kalav samarpyatum unatojvalara sam svabhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dhyutis kadamba sandipitaha sadahride kandares purato vasha chinandanaha. There were many precious incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but none were so generous, kind, and magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For he distributed the most confidential aspect of devotional service, namely the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada describes that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada desires that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu live perpetually in the hearts of all devotees, for thus they can understand and relish the loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Bhade, Krishna Vishnu Vatare, Srimati Bhakti Vipassana. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda, Namaste, Sarasvati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschati Adeshita. Hare Krishna. First, I would request for blessings, Tattva Vyut Prabhu and all other senior devotees to speak. So before speaking, we should always remember our Guru, previous Acharyas, Vaishnavas, Sikhs Goswamis, that is the prayer, what we are offering, Vandeham, Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavas, to all the Vaishnavas, all the Parampara. Then to Shri Rupa Goswami, one who remembers six Goswamis of Vrindavan, all obstacles I'll remove, or on one's devotional path. So it's very powerful if one remembers Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. Then all obstacles are removed. Bhakti Vigna Vinashana. Obstacles on the path of bhakti. So then even a fool or even a child can describe Krishna Lila properly, Chaitanya Lila properly. That is the humility of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, which is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Always praying for the mercy. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahumura Ash. Prarthana Koroye Sada. Oh, sorry, what is that? Rupa Kahe Krishna Krishna Das. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami humbly prays for the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath. Because by their mercy, he was able to describe Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes were recorded by Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami in his diary. So Swarup Damodar Goswami was a personal assistant, associate, or secretary of Lord Chaitanya. And he recorded this treasure of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, especially in later pastimes in Jagannath Puri. And his servant, Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami never spoke directly to Lord Chaitanya. He was very submissive. Lord Chaitanya gave him shelter and he said, okay, you be under the Raghunath. So therefore his name was, what's his name? Swarupera Raghunath. So Raghunath Das Goswami was under the shelter of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So then when Lord Chaitanya left this planet, devotees were devastated. Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to commit suicide immediately. What is the use of our life without Lord Chaitanya? But then devotees requested him, no, you have a great treasure in your heart. And, you have seen Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and you had access to Swarup Damodar Goswami's diary of all the details of Lord Chaitanya. So then Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan, to Radhakund, and there he didn't eat, he didn't sleep. His only sustenance was that he was talking about Lord Chaitanya, and of course Lord Krishna. So then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he collected all these jewels from Raghunath Das Goswami in Vrindavan. But then, by their mercy, now we can read this topmost literature, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in today's verse, it's revealed what is the desire of Lord Chaitanya. It's so intimate. Of course, it's described Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. If we see nowadays where is religion in this Kali Yuga, where they stand, what is their philosophy, what is their practice, and if we compare this with Lord Chaitanya's teachings, we can see that's incomparable. How high, how sublime, that we can understand. Here is described, first is described who is Bhagavan. First, these people, they don't know. They just imagine something. So it's very clearly defined. Who is Bhagavan? Sambandagyan. Who are we? What is our relationship with him? What is the nature of this world? Then it's given the process and also the ultimate goal. And not only this, here is described that what is the heart of Bhagavan? We can understand by logic that there must be some supreme controller. But who is he? What he likes to do? What is his manobhava? What are his desires? That is the most confidential. And this we can know only if we ask him directly, or if we hear from somebody who was very close to him. And this is, who was the closest to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Swarupadamodar Goswami. And then through Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kavirajan Goswami recorded this. So Lord Chaitanya said, I am the only gardener. So he has many fruits in this garden. These fruits are love of God, Krishna Prema. So he wants to distribute this. This is one reason why Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world. He has seen that people are suffering like anything. So then he appeared on the sincere call of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya saw no solution. He said, we can't do anything. Krishna, Kali Yuga is so strong. That was 500 years ago. That time there was no Oxford Street or London. London was there, but not so degraded. At that time, Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya already thought it's impossible to live. It's so horrible. So then he was calling and worshipping Lord Krishna, please descend by Ganga water, by offering Tulasi. Please come, save this world. And then Lord Chaitanya appeared. And at first, Advaita Acharya, of course, could not recognize him. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that in Advaita Acharya's home, always kirtan would go on. Kirtan, Krishna Katha, always, day and night. And the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya, his name was, Vishwarupa. Vishvambar is Lord Chaitanya. His brother is Vishwarupa. So Vishwarupa, it's similar. Vishwarupa was all the time in Advaita Acharya's home. Day and night, he didn't bother about anything else. So Sachimata, the mother, she was sometimes upset. Always he's there, you know. So she would send a small Nimai. Nimai, Lord Chaitanya, at that time was a small boy. So she would send him to Advaita Acharya's home. Please bring him. Lunch time. Please bring him. And then small Nimai would go and he would call with his sweet voice. Hey, Vishwarup, come. Amma is calling. And then all these great devotees there, they would be stunned. They would be absorbed in Krishna Leela. But when they would see Nimai, they would be so attracted. And Lord Advaita Acharya, he would wonder, what's going on? How is possible? I have same feelings like towards Krishna. I have same feelings like towards this small boy. Why is it like this? At that time he couldn't understand. That the Lord for whom he was calling, now he appeared actually. So later, Lord Chaitanya revealed to him, and all other devotees also. They say, how long you will think that Nima is just an ordinary boy? So Advaita Acharya was calling. So Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world to establish Yuga Dharma and to give the solution to the fallen conditioned souls, unfortunate souls of Kali Yuga, to give this treasure house of love of God. There is nothing higher. Therefore, in this shloka which is quoted, Anarpita Charimchirat Karunayavatirna Kalo, that for long, long time this was not given. And according to Shastra, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, Shyama Sundar comes once in 1,000 Dvapara Yugas. Otherwise just some ordinary black avatar will come. So it's very rare. And just after that, Lord Chaitanya comes as Radha Krishna Nahanya. The Swayam Bhagavan, Radha and Krishna combined, comes as Lord Chaitanya. So this is this Kali Yuga. So that means it's very rare. Anarpita charim chirat karuna avatirna kalo. In this Kali Yuga, he appeared and he distributed, which for long time was not distributed. What is this? Samarpaitum unato jvalarasam svabhakti shriyam. That the topmost splendid mellow of madhurya rasam, unato jvalarasam, to himself. Later on we will describe what are, this is external reason. There are even more confidential reasons for Lord Chaitanya's advent. Hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sindipida sada hridaya kandares purata vashichi nandana. So this is from Rupa Goswami's prayers. That may that Lord Chaitanya be always present in our, may he manifest in our heart. And he had full realization because Lord Chaitanya personally manifested in his heart. When he composed all these shlokas, then devotees, they were simply stunned, they were amazed. That how can some devotee compose such beautiful and so deep shlokas? How he can understand the intimate mood of Lord Chaitanya? And then Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai and all Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they concluded there must be some special mercy. That Lord Chaitanya empowered Rupa Goswami with special mercy. So he manifested in his heart and he empowered him and inspired him that he could elaborate on his teachings, Gauravani. This Gauravani could be spread and elaborated. So now we have so many wonderful literature by Sivs Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And we have access to this. So this is Lord Chaitanya, they are empowered. So he is praying, may that Lord Chaitanya be present in our heart. Because Lord Chaitanya is the most magnanimous, most kind incarnation. And he gives the most simple process and the most powerful process at the same time. Usually if something is simple, that is for children and has no so much potency. You know, you have simple this phone, cell phone, how is it called? Mobile phone. Simple means cheap, you know. Any this rickshaw driver can have. But this heavy touch screen, you know, that means very costly, very rare, you know, not everyone can afford. But Lord Chaitanya's movement is not like this. It's very simple, but most sublime and most powerful. That is unique combination. It's not that Sankirtan every child can do. That means, no, great Acharyas, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Shankara Acharya, the great, topmost sannyasis, leaders of sampradayas, what they did? Om Namo Narayanaya, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Even now, they are chanting. Although their process might be different, but they will all admit that Nama Sankirtana is topmost. If you go to South India, all these great acharyas, they are still in charge of mat, this sannyasis. Jir, it's called Jir. Whoever is in charge of mat. Usually they will worship Pancharatrika Vidhi. But they will all admit, yeah, without Nama Sankirtanam, it's not possible. So they have to chant the holy name. So this process, the most powerful process and most merciful process, it was given by Lord Chaitanya. And even with this we have problems. Prabhupada says, what is difficult? Just open. You have tongue. You have tongue? Yes. What is the difficult? Just chant the holy name. But in Kali Yuga we are so fallen that even this we have difficulty to chant the holy name. So Lord Chaitanya is... Lord Krishna was thinking, oh, for a long time this was not distributed, so I have to advent. I will come in this Kali Yuga. And I will inundate all the world. I will spread through Sankirtan. I will distribute these fruits of love of God. And now Lord Chaitanya is asking also all devotees to help him. He doesn't need help. He doesn't need help. But that we can get mercy. We have the opportunity to assist Lord Chaitanya, to serve Lord Chaitanya's mission by distributing this. Once Vishnu Jan Maharaj, he asked Prabhupada, isn't it that any of associates, any pure devotee can distribute the love of God throughout the world? And Prabhupada said, yes, but Lord Chaitanya or Bhaktivinoda Thakur left some work for us, some seva, so that we can get purified. Otherwise, how we will get purified? Just by chanting in ashram. For advancement in Krishna consciousness, the main ingredient is Krishna's mercy. We need mercy. Otherwise, we can't advance. It's not that Krishna will be impressed by our rounds morning. But if we help others, if we sacrifice for others, then Krishna is very pleased. So then Krishna will... We have to brought attention of Krishna by our service. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada many times said, don't try to see Krishna. Act in such a way that Krishna will want to see us. And that was the... Srila Prabhupada paraphrased actually Bhaktisiddhanta's teachings, his Guru Maharaj's teachings. That is Drik Drishya Vichara. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, whatever I have to say is based on this principle. And we know how much Bhaktisiddhanta spoke, how many articles, how many books, how many lectures he gave. But he said, whatever I have to say is based on just on this principle. Everything else, this is the root. Drik Drishya Vichara. Who is the seer? And who is to be seen? Meaning, who is the enjoyer and who is to be enjoyed? That we are meant for Krishna's pleasure. That is the essence of his teachings. Once he was taking darshan of Radha Gandharvika Giridhari in Mayapur, Navadvip, Mayapur. And one devotee, he brought him specs to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. That is described in Lilama. So that Maharaj can see better, you know, darshan. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati refused. He said, Krishna is not object of our vision. Rather, we should act in such a way that Krishna will be pleased to see us. Rather, a devotee should meditate, how can I develop all good qualities of a Vaishnava? That Krishna will be eager to see me. We all want to see Krishna. That is also good. But we should not see as an object of our enjoyment. But rather we should act in such a way that Krishna will see, oh, who is this boy who is trying to help other jivas? And in this way we will get so much mercy. So much mercy. Sometimes we wonder, how can I advance? Forget about your advancement. Help others, that others will advance. Then automatically we are saved. Srila Prabhupada was asked, shall we go? We will go to spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada. He said, we are sending others back to Godhead. We will not go. We won't go? Huh? We are giving every day out the one-way ticket to Goloka. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. We are giving tickets. Free. Not free. How much? 5 pounds? Huh? What a deal, huh? You can't get even to Gatwick for 5 pounds. We are giving so cheap, special discount. Mm-hmm. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So that is one way how to advance quickly in spiritual life. That we do something, we plan how to help others, how to distribute this mercy. Actually, this should not be distributed. Even Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, this is not for... We should not speak this in public. The confidential reasons of Lord Chaitanya's advent should not be spoken in public. But then he said, but if I don't describe, then how people will know? Then all the purpose is lost. So then how he reconciles? He says, but fortunately, even if I describe, fools will not understand. So I will describe. And those who don't have mercy, who are non-devotees, they anyway can't understand, even if they hear this. But devotees, he said that those who have faith in Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they will become very joyful by hearing these reasons. So, these are two reasons. One is external reason, why Lord Chaitanya appeared. One is internal reason, or confidential reasons. So, external reason is that he wanted to help others to spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world. That is externalism. To establish Yuga Dharma, which is Nama Sankirtan. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalav Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Gatirjanata. So that is the Yuga Dharma. But there is one more, even more confidential reason why Lord Chaitanya appeared. This shloka which is quoted now, in today's purport, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karuna Evatir Nakalam. This is the how is it called? The root. This is the shloka which from this shloka all the explanation is given about external reason why Lord Chaitanya appeared. So at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami quoted 14 shlokas. So from these 14 shlokas, the rest of Chaitanya Charitamrita is expanded. So this is third shloka, which describes Lord Chaitanya's external reason. And then fourth and fifth shlokas will describe Lord Chaitanya's confidential reasons. And this is... confidential means should not be distributed. But among devotees we can hear this. So what is this? Lord Srila Prabhupada says, the original reason... the original reason that Lord Sri Krishna descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to understand Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna and to taste that love. Srila Prabhupada in today's purport, he gives both reasons. First he describes confidential reason and then he quotes external reason. So Lord Krishna, in spiritual world, he is the supreme enjoyer. He is the supreme controller. He is the embodiment of all rasa. And everyone is serving him with great love and devotion. That is Goloka Vrindavan. And devotees, while serving him, they relish great pleasure. And Krishna was thinking that, you see, I am supposed to be the supreme enjoyer. I am supposed to be the boss here. But my devotees, while serving me, they are experiencing millions and millions of times greater pleasure than I. So I am being cheated here. I am being cheated. You see, I am the enjoyer, and my bhaktas,
they derive greater pleasure than myself by serving me. You understand? So Krishna was a little dissatisfied. He said, "What is this? I want to taste that. What my bhaktas are relishing." So this is the reason why Lord Chaitanya appeared. And he wanted to taste how the topmost devotees, how they feel towards him. So who is topmost devotee? Srimati Radharani. So Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam, Krishna Naomi Swarupam. That he took the Manobhava, the heart of Srimati Radharani, and because of that, who's so powerful, his complexion is also golden. Lord Chaitanya's complexion is Radharani's complexion, golden form. And Radharani's heart. So he appeared, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself with the mentality of Srimati Radharani. And what he wanted to understand? The first reason is he wanted to understand the glories of her love. Because that prema of Srimati Radharani cannot be compared to anything. In this world we don't know what means love. We have no experience of real love. We think that love means just some, when I am happy, some emotions. But it's all material. And kama and prema is a big difference. Atmendriya priti vanche, tare boli kama. Krishnendriya priti icha, tare prema nama. That when we try to satisfy Lord Krishna's senses, that is called prema. When we are self-centered, that is called lust, kama. So in Srimati Radharani's heart there is no kama. People cannot understand. People in India sometimes they say, "Oh, we like Ram more. This Krishna, he's a dangerous fellow. He takes others' wives." But they cannot understand that these gopis, they are the topmost devotees, most pure, most chaste. Nobody is more chaste than Srimati Radharani. She is the source of all Lakshmi Devis, of all tattvas, of all queens of Vrindavan. She is the source. She is Adi Lakshmi, most chaste, most pure. So what is her love that Krishna cannot understand? How she feels? What is her prema when she serves me? Therefore, he wanted to take position of Srimati Radharani. And then the second reason is that Krishna is the most beautiful, most attractive, the most splendid form, that he himself is attracted by his own form. When he sees the reflection of it, he wants to embrace that form. Can you imagine how Krishna is attractive? Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, if you want to have any attraction to material world, to your family, friends, then don't go to Vrindavan. Because Krishna is standing there. Shyamasundara is standing there. Once you see him, your life is spoiled. You will not go back to college. Finished. You can't live. That is Krishna's attraction. So Krishna wanted to understand how, because he himself, he cannot love. He can see himself in the mirror, but he wanted to experience what are these feelings which my devotees have when they see me, my good qualities, when they receive my love, because Krishna is the most powerful. So can you imagine that somebody who is the source of this universe, one who is the most powerful, when he loves you, can you imagine what kind of blast of love, it's just, it's overwhelming. So he wanted to experience, what is this when Krishna loves me, when I love them, what is, how they experience? when they see all the good qualities of my personality, what is this experience? He himself, he cannot experience it because he is the center. He is the enjoyer. So how my devotees feel when they serve my lotus feet? That was his wonder. So that was the second reason. And the third reason was that he wanted to experience that ecstasy, that bliss which Srimati Radharani feels while serving him, or bliss of separation. That is called Vipralamba Seva. That is the topmost. There is nothing higher than this. So these reasons are very confidential. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and especially our dear Srila Prabhupada, now it's available. Now we have access to this treasure house, to this nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And not only this, now we can distribute this freely through Sankirtan, through book distribution, through prasadam distribution. And Srila Prabhupada has expertly given us the whole package, nice program, how to advance and how we can come to that stage. It's meant to be given to us. It's not only Lord Chaitanya. Therefore Lord Chaitanya says, I'm already eating these fruits. But how many I can alone eat? So I need some assistance. So he wants that we all relish this, and also we distribute. And we will not lose anything if we distribute. Material mathematics, if I have 1 lakh, if I distribute, then at the end I have zero. But spiritual mathematics is, the more we distribute, the more storehouses, stock is increasing. So that is unique in spirit. So when we distribute this mercy, then we get the mercy. That is the secret. And the main process is Rupa Goswami, he is our empowered acharya, we are all Rupa Anugas. He has given us the 64 angas of bhakti, which 9 processes are main, shravanam, kirtan. And out of this all 65, the 5 are most potent. So what are these? Who can say? Please tell. Chanting the holy name, that is the prime. Yeah, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically Srimad Bhagavatam, Shravan. Living in the holy dham, or in the temple, Mathura dham. Association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha, Mathura Vas. Bhagavat Shravan, Nama Sankirtan, and worshipping the deity with faith. And now we can analyze what Srila Prabhupada. These are the most potent for all angas. Anyway, bhakti is the topmost. And within bhakti, this pure devotional service in this 64 angas is given to us. And out of all this, this 5 is the topmost. And Rupa Goswami said that even if you don't completely do all of them, just slight performance, it can bring perfection. So powerful. You don't even have to make it perfect. Just if you come in contact with any of these 5 angas, it can bring perfection. Now you can analyze what do we have in our program, morning program. What did it today? What we did? Worshipping the deities? We are in association of devotees. We chanted the holy names. We have class daily, Srimad Bhagavatam. And we live in, by Krishna's, Prabhupada's mercy, we live in holy dham, Bhaktivedanta manner. So can you see how expertly Srila Prabhupada given us everything? The top most, the most potent 5 processes, everything is packed in our morning program, our sadhana. Therefore we feel protection. We have strong sadhana. We take shelter of the holy name. We are with devotees. We are worshipping the deities. We hear daily Shravan Kirtan. Then we are protected. So we see how Srila Prabhupada, whoever said Prabhupada didn't give anything, everything, you tell them you are a great idiot. You tell them directly. And quote why. You quote why. Everything is there. The top, Rupa, this is Rupa Goswami, this is not Prabhupada's problem. Rupa Goswami said. And of course, out of these two, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, out of these five, two are the more topmost. Chanting and association with devotees. Even out of these five, two are on the peak. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, any comments, doubts.